Mike Jeffers, ChicagoJazz.com, Chicago Jazz Magazine, and welcome to episode 127 of Talkin' Jazz. I am on location here at Elmhurst College with the Director of Jazz Studies, Doug Beach. I'm sure many of you know Doug Beach. And he's also the man in charge of the Elmhurst College Jazz Festival.
Yes, I am.
The 52nd annual Jazz Festival, which is incredible, by the way. It's 6 decades old. Now, the incredible thing, I think, about the Elmhurst College Jazz Festival is, outside of the incredible playing, you also are incorporating high school bands, big bands, and then, of course, national and international artists as well, all together here at Elmhurst College. You know, tickets are available, but there's also a lot of free things, too, that the public can stop by with. So why don't we just kind of get a rundown? But, Doug, it's great to finally see you again.
Hey,
I think you were on my radio show years ago. Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, we go back and forth on email every year, and this thing is still going.
It is.
You're still going.
Yes. Sometimes.
But let's talk a little bit. I mean, the jazz program here at Elmhurst, before we even get into the festival, is pretty incredible. I mean, you have a lot of the top-name guys in town that perform all over town, all over the world. They're teachers here.
They are.
And then you turn out incredible musicians as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I know a couple of them that I've run into over the years.
Right.
But why don't we talk a little bit about the jazz studies program? I mean, this is a four-year university where people can come and get a jazz studies degree right here in Elmhurst, Illinois.
You can. And as you said, we're very fortunate to have this fantastic faculty here: Mark Colby, Tom Garling, Frank Caruso, Bob Rummage, Ken Habick, Mike Pinto, Neil Alger. All these guys are involved in teaching on a day-to-day basis around here, so our students have access to some of the, as you said, best names in the business in town, but even beyond town. And they're around them. They get to play in their combos. The big band travels all over the world. We've played festivals all over. And, yeah, it's grown into a pretty nice place to study the music.
Well, and the cool thing is, too, about Elmhurst is that it's still kind of that small community.
It is.
You're not dealing with, like, 4,000 saxophone players.
No, that's
if you're
right.
a saxophone player, you're getting hands-on stuff over here and real-world experience and real-world playing experience,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure. And you get to study with the main teacher. You're not with a graduate assistant, you know. So it does have that still that small. And we all know who everybody is, you know, by name. So, yeah, I think that. And I kind of grew up in that kind of a thing myself. And I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll jump into the jazz festival here, because that's one of the things, too, is that if you're attending Elmhurst College and then all of a sudden this incredible jazz festival happens, which is, you know, it's happening February 21st through the 24th. Should I say it's elmhurst.edu, and then they can find the jazz festival location?
Yeah, after that, if you want a little more, it's / and jazz festival, and you'll be right on the website.
Yeah, so all of the information is listed, but, I mean, just check this out. So the headliners, they're going to have headliners each night, premier headliners. Some of them are playing with the Elmhurst College Jazz Band. Some of them are playing with their own groups, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of sitting in and hanging out and everything else going on all weekend. All right, so now we've got John Fetchock and the New York Big Band.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have Michael Davis and the Hip Bone Big Band.
Yes, indeed.
We've got Randy Brecker.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Bill Evans. And we've got Mike Stern.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's an incredible lineup for the entire weekend to begin with. And then you have high school big bands from all over the area, all over the country, I think, right?
Yeah, kind of the Midwest. There's one from Wisconsin, and there's one from Indiana, and then there's also three from Illinois. So, yeah, Midwest area.
And then you've also got a bunch of college big bands
as
well,
and those
right?
all over the country, sort of. You know, they come from a good distance. So, and those guys will start on Friday, the colleges will, and go all the way through when we conclude on Sunday afternoon.
So let's do a little rundown here, because I've got the schedule here. So at 12:30, it said on the schedule, and you can tell me if I'm incorrect on some of this stuff, but on Thursday, the high school big bands get started.
Yep.
And they're playing, and then Mike Stern, Bill Evans, and Randy Brecker are kind of the judges, along with yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, I don't. It's just the three of them. But what they do, it's very, very unique. We have a grant from the Gretsch Foundation. Fred Gretsch, the manufacturer of great drums and guitars, is actually a graduate of Elmhurst College.
Oh, wow.
And so his foundation supports that Thursday thing in the name of Jazz Ed. And so these five schools, these high schools, come in. They don't have to pay anything to be here. And they play for about 20 minutes, whatever they want to do, 15. And then Randy and Mike and Bill will get up and work with them, talk to them face-to-face and give them feedback.
Wow.
So, I mean, here's these high school kids getting this experience of these three legends.
Mm-hmm.
to have them stand there and talk to them and ask questions if they want to. But that's how that, and that happens for each of those five groups. And then at the end of the afternoon, we'll do a concert with the Elmhurst College Band and Randy, Mike, and Bill.
Mm-hmm. And they'll hop in. Now, all of these are ticketed events, or is the high school?
Yeah, the Thursday is ticketed. I think it's $10. I think that's right. You better go to look on the website. but pretty reasonable to get in to hear a whole afternoon of jazz and then to get to hear those three guys at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about the high school big bands and coming in. Did the festival always incorporate high school big bands and college big bands, or is that something that you kind of grew into?
Yeah, it's an interesting history. It started originally when the festival started as part of the American College Jazz Festival, this nationwide thing. It was all colleges. That's all it was. And then when that American College thing kind of fell apart, Elmhurst College, some people here, it was a little bit before my time, they decided to keep this going as a freestanding event. It became the Elmhurst College Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. Well, then we got into the early 80s, and there just weren't enough college groups that maybe had the money to travel or get in here. So on Friday afternoon, we started inviting some high schools to, you know, be a part of it. And we did a full afternoon of high school groups, I think six or eight at that time. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there seemed to be more colleges. So we went back to just a full-time college festival, Friday afternoon through Sunday night. And then when we got the grant from Fred Gretsch, we expanded to this fourth day, the Thursday, as the format exists now that you outlined a bit ago. And we invite five. It's an invitational thing. And we rotate it, you know, and try to find schools that are interested. And now people come to us because they've heard about it.
Sure, yeah.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is now. And that format seems to work, so I hope it sticks for a while.
It's pretty interesting, though, when you talk about how the high school big bands, and then there wasn't enough colleges, and then it flip-flopped.
Yeah.
It kind of, probably right around that time is when that jazz studies whole movement kind of started, right?
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's worked out, and now we got full thing of waiting list of colleges, and we have the five high schools.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So let's move on here. We're going to go Friday at 11:30 a.m. You've got the college jazz bands hit the stage.
Right.
And then at night, you've got Kent State Big Band, the Millikan University Big Band, and then Mike Davis and the Hip Bone Big Band is going to be performing. So you get the night off then, huh? You just get to
We don't have to play that day. That's the one day my band doesn't have to play on the weekend, yeah.
And then Saturday, this is really cool. Saturday, 9:30 a.m., there's a free clinic with Randy Brecker, Bill Evans, and Mike Stern.
Yeah, and they'll be accompanied by Bob Rummage and Ken Habick on bass and Frank Russo on piano. And so they'll have a full group, and they'll play a little bit, so you get to hear them play, and then it's really question and answer. They'll talk some about maybe their careers, what happened in their history, but then they open it up the floor for questions, and these college students who are here, or anybody who wants to come in, Mr. Stern.
Really?
You can ask a question, you know, so I mean...
And it's free,
nice.
Right? It's a free clinic. So, I mean, even like elementary school kids, right?
Yes.
If you got a young kid that's into some, you know, jazz and kind of, you know, like, oh, I don't know. You don't have to wait to take them to the jazz showcase at 8 o'clock at night or something. Bring them over here on that Saturday, and what an experience. And then right after that, the college big bands hit the stage
Start right up again, yeah.
And then it goes until 7:30 p.m., and then 7:30 p.m., kind of a main stage thing, I would assume, is Western Michigan.
Correct.
And then the Elmhurst College Jazz band, and then John Fetchok and his New York big band hit the stage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, I'd be worn out, 9:30 until what? Let's say it's probably going to go till 11 or something, right?
Yeah, 10:30, 11, right. And these guys, both John and Mike, with the bands they're bringing in, they're both New York-based bands, and they're bringing in all-stars with them. I mean, like John Fetchok's got Dennis McCrell playing drums with him. So Dennis was here as a guest artist a few times.
Yeah.
Gary Smulian's coming with John's band as well. Tony Cadillac is, I think, playing with both bands. It's just pretty star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
Steve Wilson, yeah.
Well, I mean, these are the bands that this is his band that he uses in New York.
Yeah, it's the bands they make their CDs with, you know, make their recordings
with. These are the cats in New York. This is it.
Yeah,
they're coming here.
And they're coming here.
Unbelievable. And then Sunday, 11:30 a.m., you got the Elmhurst College Jazz Band?
No, we'll play at the end of that afternoon with Randy and Mike and Bill. But starting at 11:30, there will be another, you know, session of college groups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then at night, then the Elmhurst College Jazz Band.
Just actually at 4:30 now. We seem to do better with that. Getting back for Sunday night, which is what we used to do years ago, it was And we didn't get the greater crowd come out. So we started doing, I got the idea actually from Joe Siegel. He said, try a matinee. He does great with Sunday matinee. Yeah. So that's what we do, 4:30 with those guys. We're done by 6. People can be home for dinner and have a great afternoon of music.
Especially after like 4 days of jazz.
Well, it's fine not to go back at 7:30 one last time.
All right, so all this is happening February 21st through the 24th. Elmhurst College, 190 South Prospect Avenue here in Elmhurst. Is that correct? And is it in the chapel? Where's
it? It is. Hammersmith Chapel is located on the west end of the campus. Real easy to find. It's got a big steeple on the top of it. Can't miss it. There's parking just behind there, but also across, just like a half a block away if that fills up. So free parking, no hassle with that. And easily get it. It is general seating, so the doors for the evenings, which is when we get the bigger crowds, open at 6:30. And if you want to get there, you know, somewhere close to there and grab your favorite seat in the chapel. Yeah. The pews are padded now, and but just know that it's general seating coming in like that.
Do you guys have like a weekend pass or anything? Or it's
there
just
is. Yeah, you can buy a weekend pass, which gives you a decent discount on there.
But I would check all that stuff out. Elmhurst.edu/jazzfest.
Right.
Google Elmhurst College Jazz Fest. Everywhere else. It's going to be on ChicagoJazz.com. It is on ChicagoJazz.com. It's on ChicagoJazzMagazine.com. It's on all of our Facebook pages. Lots of stuff going on. Doug, I'm so glad I made it out here at Elmhurst,
Mike,
and we talked about this. We're going to have another session. We're going to have to talk about jazz studies.
Oh, that'd be great.
And, you know, jazz education and all that stuff, because that's really something that, you know, I think about a lot. I hear from a lot of people.
You're a product of that, too.
Well, it's not their fault.
Right, we won't blame them.
But anyways, all right, Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike.
It's a pleasure.
Great to have you here. Absolutely.
And, of course, hopefully, Doug will see you the weekend of the Jazz Fest, February 21st through the 24th. But if not, and if I don't see you that weekend, hopefully sometime we will see you somewhere out on the scene.